Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Shiras Panto Lui Nishma Asarim Biak Hashom Le'apas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abas Shul Daf Tzadik Dalit. The Gemara, starting in the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Beis and the Mishnah, goes on throughout the Daf to speak about the concept that a person who buys an item from his friend, he needs to take into account there will be a certain percentage of spoilage, certain percentage of tinoifis, of dirt, that's within the food. And it's just mixed with the food, and therefore it's okay to sell the food with that mixed psoilus. But as the Rishbam points out in the beginning of Amud Aleph, that's only as the psoilus is mixed with the food. Once you remove the psoilus and put it on its own, then it's psoilus. Then you can't go back and mix it back. You can't go and sell it as food. Only while it's mixed with the food, it becomes part of the food. This Gemara echoes what we have regarding the din of Klal Yisrael, which is very nergea, to inyan d'yoyim, to the time of Chodesh Tishrei. And we'll start with what says clearly in the Medrash, Vayikra Rabo, Parsha Lamed, Oishud Beis. Chazal tell us, we have the four meaning Shebelulav. So we have the Esrog, the Lulav, the Hados and Aroh. Say Chazal, Priets Odor, we talk about Am Yisrael. Esrog zeh yesh bo tam v'yesh bo reach, it has taste, it has smell. Kach yisrael yesh bo mrei hodim shesh ben toiv v'yesh bo maisiv toiv. Kapos tmoim, we talk about the lulav. Ma tamer zeh yesh bo tam v'yesh bo reach, it has taste but no smell. Kach am yisrael yesh bo toiv v'yesh bo maisiv toiv. There's people in Am Yisrael, they have toiv but no maisiv toiv. And if it's obvious, zeh lo yisrael. Ma hadas yesh bo reach v'yesh bo tam. The hadas has a good smell but no taste. But then you get the Arvi Nachal. It's also Yisrael. Ma'arov azu hein bo loy tam ve loy reach. Kachem Yisrael, that's what happens with Am Yisrael. The word, yesh v'am reodom shebem loy toiv ve loy ma'asi toiv. Talking about Arov, it has nothing. Ma'a kodosh b'ruch hu yisalehem. What does kodosh b'ruch hu want from them? Le'abdom yivshom. He's going to get rid, he's going to kill, he's going to destroy the Rishoyim. They'll all be together in one agudo, joined together. They'll do kaporo together. Continues the mention says, do that, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be elevated through that. It says in the pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu is building in Shemaim his place. When there's an agudo here in the Aretz, so then when they are already together, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu is misale. And this is also written short in the Gemara. The Gemara in Menachas Daf Chaf Zayin says, the arba meaning shebelulov need to be together, even though there's some that are separate, some sheino separate, because they need to be together. And that's also Yisrael b'hartzo. How's Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekabel Yisrael? When they aren't all together, Chukulum Bagudo Akas, they bring the pasuk we just mentioned, Haboin Rashmaim El Yoiso Bagudoso El Eretz Yisodo. And this is the Gemara increases the Vovim base. The Gemara speaks about the fact that the Simoni Akhtori says one of them, which is a Chelbon, which has a bad smell. Says the Gemara, why? Because you put them together, the bad smell together with the good smell, then it's a Chaper. Abayahoma, you're learning from Bagudoso El Eretz Yisodo. And the Gemara learns from here called Tiny Shame when we poish Yisrael in a tiny. So you have to have the poishim, the Rishoyim, together with Am Yisrael. Because the Rishoyim are Zoyche Bedin when they're together with the Tzedikim. And I was Zoyche to be at the last Shir that my Rebbe Ramoy Shapir Zetzal gave in his lifetime. That was a Shana Rabba right before his Petiwa. And in that Shir he came to explain, what do you have? The Chisum, you have the Chisum Adin on your Shana Rabba. More than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you also have Nichtom Yom Chaim. So what are you adding in Shana Rabba? So he said this point. In Yom Kippur, every individual is Nechtam on his own. Tzadikim are Nechtam. They're already starting Rosh Hashanah. But the Rishayim that were not Zoyche Bedin on Yom Kippur, where are they going to be Zoyche? They're Zoyche through the Tzadikim based on what we just learned. That happens in Shana Rabba. Shana Rab after the Avoid of Sukkot, when you do the Arba Mini for all the days, so that's when the Rishoyim are Zoyche Bedin. And this connects Mamash to the Parsha of this week. In this Parsha Nitzovim, we have the Vilna Goyen that we mentioned in Daf Peches. The Vilna Goyen brings, what is Parsha Nitzovim talking about? Parsha Kisovim is talking to Am Yisrael as a whole. when our soul is together ba'agudah. But if someone's going to come and say, I'm not going to be part of Amisol, I'm going to be on my own. So then comes Parashas Nitzovim and says, Pen yesh bechem roish poyer roish velanu. Vizborech bilvovoy lemor shaloi mieli. Someone says to myself, I'm not part of Klal Yisrael, I'm on my own. I'll survive. Then comes a special Parashas that says that you will not make it. Only as part of Klal Yisrael yozoich habedin. And this is what seems a little bit the remez here in Ardaf. That when you have tinoifis, you have dirt, if it's part of the fruits, so then it's sold with the fruits, it's part of it, it's okay, it's considered to be a regular food. But if it stands on its own, it's tinoifis, it's dirt. It's remez to the rishoyim that are zoiche together with the tzaddikim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.